This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Jennifer gone for another week or so because of the devastation caused by her heavy coughing. It separated her retina. She has to be perfectly still for another week or 10 days. Regina, you talked to her last night.
Yeah, and this is crazy.
It is crazy.
Apparently, people with very, very nearsighted vision have thinner retina attachments.
Right.
And because of that, because of the shape of their eyeball, and because of that, when she was coughing, it just, boom, blew one of them out, and the other one is damaged.
Yep.
So it just, she was going through the whole thing with the gas bubble they had to inject into her eye. And it's crazy. But she's in great mood. She's in great spirits.
She sounds better now.
She was, of course, scared, but they're pretty sure that everything will come back and she'll have, you know, the same vision that she had or close to it. So so she's feeling pretty good. It's just she's got to go through the motions now.
Yep. All right, let's get to what's going on in Brussels. Explosions at the airport there and the subway have left a number of people dead. I think the latest count is 28, somewhere in that vicinity. The city is in a state of virtual lockdown, pretty much what you'd expect, same as what happened here on September 11th. Flights canceled, subway system is closed down, no bus travel. Here's a reporter on the scene talking about how transit there has been affected by these explosions.
We know that the main railway stations have been closed now in Brussels. We know the subways are closed. The metro stations are closed. The Eurostar trains will not be arriving in Brussels today. And we know that the airlines, all of the flights in and out of Brussels have been canceled. We also know that in Amsterdam, in Frankfurt, in Paris, they are beefing up security as we speak at all of those terminals. At Charles de Gaulle Airport, there are reports that there are already lots of armed guards, military boosting security there, military boosting security at airports and borders, the Dutch military after those Brussels attacks.
So here's a witness that was at the airport.
So at first I was not aware that it was a bomb. I had the idea that an accident happened in a food corner or something like that. But immediately there was panic, so people were shouting and running around, and shortly after that, a second explosion was there, which was, in my eyes, much more powerful than the first one, which blew out the windows and a lot of smoke, and there was some panic. The ceiling was coming down, people were on the floor, people were injured.
So let's get those other two witnesses that say they could they were feeling the explosion at the metro stop. They were not at the one where the explosion was. They were at the next one, and they could still feel the explosion.
I was in the metro heading from Arlois to Malbec, and we received a big blast of air, and the train stopped.
Really?
And we had the normal recording announcements. We've just had an incident on the line. We're trying to resolve the issue, but it was a recording. So we waited, and then smoke began to enter the carriages, and people closed the windows.
Wow, think about that. Think about when you're sitting in the metro station.
Mm-hmm. Underground.
Underground, and the train is coming, and you can feel the blast of air because the train is pushing the air.
Wow, those tunnels are so tight.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You were in the London subway, or you're in any of these European cities, they got the old subway tunnels, and the trains are built to just fit in the tunnel with only literally a couple of inches of clearance all the way around the train in the tube. So they push the air. Ever been behind a truck on the highway and right. you change the truck. You feel the draft
like a
of the truck.
You're drafting.
Right.
You do the same thing in the subway tunnel.
Then that's exactly what you're going to feel. There's a press conference that's just been concluded in Belgium with the Prime Minister, Charles Michel, talking about his priorities. Let's listen to what he said.
The Belgian Prime Minister, Charles Michel, is saying the priority is to look after the injured and wounded. He said the investigators are trying to figure out how this happened, but at the moment they have no information about who is behind today's attacks. He says that Brussels has been hit by two blind, violent, cowardly attacks, that many people are dead, many seriously injured in these attacks. He said this was a day that they did fear could come, and indeed it has come to pass.
There's nothing new there. It's the same old.
So listen to the headline that's on the cover of the DailyMail.com, one of the bigger European newspapers, British newspapers. Attack on American.
American Airlines.
And then breaking news, at least 28 dead after suicides attack American Airlines check-in desk in Brussels airport.
Right. That's where the explosion at the airport was at the American counter. American is the largest American Airlines, the largest American transit airline to serve Brussels. They have flights out of Chicago, Dallas, and New York, and I think Charlotte now, too. So there's four flights a day, more than any other American carrier. And that name alone, never mind what they're doing, but that name alone represents something that these people want to destroy.
So let's look at this for a second. Okay, so they attacked an American Airlines desk and a Starbucks in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then they attacked the metro near the EU headquarters and near the American embassy.
Mm-hmm.
How is the FBI and the CIA going to use this today against Apple and their right to be able to get into phones to keep us safe?
Well, they say that they've got somebody to unlock that San Bernardino phone, so maybe they do nothing at the moment, but you can be sure that the FBI, that isn't really, you can say what you want to. I don't believe that they're interested in Americans or America's best interest. They're interested in power and control. And that's where all of this goes, Richie. It all goes in the same direction. So you're right. That's an interesting observation, how they use this. Oh, look, we got to make sure that we're prepared. Look at all the bombs. There was another. Wasn't there a suicide bomber in Iraq yesterday?
The other day, yeah.
Was it yesterday or the day before?
I think it was 2 days ago.
Yeah, right. So it's to say, you know, it's just more of these crazy things. If you see the new movie that's out called Eye in the Sky, it's about this sort of thing as well. It's fascinating because it focuses right in on all the surveillance things that our government has the ability to control. The drones, the satellites, how we can see what's going on, how we can hear what's going on in pretty much any nook and cranny around the world using the tools, you know, that we have created to do so.
Somebody's going to be taking some heat because, you know, last week when they took Abdesalami into custody and they thought, and then he had told them that he had created a whole new terror network that was planning new attacks. This looks like it could be connected to that, and that they moved these attacks forward because they were afraid they were going to get shut down and caught. But yet the attacks went off successfully.
Even though he got caught.
So who's going to take the heat for not being able to protect them, even though you had the mastermind in custody?
You're suggesting that that the folks at Apple will take the heat because they are making it difficult.
No, I'm suggesting that the folks in charge in the Brussels government and EU.
Well, the Europeans have a much more the Europeans. We know bureaucratic bungling is part of life here. Bureaucratic bungling is part of life everywhere. Bureaucrats bungle. And if you've been in Europe, I've spent a lot of time in Europe, and so I can tell you from firsthand experience, they just don't move fast. They don't react.
Yeah, but we haven't had an airport or a metro station attacked.
Here. Right. So what are you saying about the Belgian? Do you think the next stop is here?
No, well, I think everybody's, you listen to the local news stations here in Washington, and they have these big dramatic music. Washington is a, you know, is a target.
Always scare the hell out of everybody, right?
Yeah, yeah, the whole thing. And sure, yeah, I'm sure that they would love to, but, do we have a better Are we better at protecting ourselves against it than...
Because of our reaction time, you mean how we react to things?
Tools, reaction
acting
time.
Acting versus people, reacting. Yeah. It's acting versus reacting. That's really what it is. Are we pro? Are we moving ahead of the curve?
Right.
Europeans proactive. Are not necessarily great at doing that. All right, so food for thought. Time for you to think about something else. Let's talk about your skin. Let's talk about the skin around your eyes. How does this product, Genucel, work? Why does it work? It's a proprietary blend, a combination of various things that have come as a result of stem cell research on apples. It smells a little like an apple. It's an intensive treatment for bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes. Some people have this taken care of by going to the plastic surgeon. I would not suggest that that's the first place to go. I would suggest the first thing to do would be get on the phone and call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel, an all-natural treatment from stem cell, say it again, Doug, stem cell research, the therapy that has advanced peptides, gets rid of the bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, scent-free, no petroleum byproducts. It doesn't feel like oil, doesn't feel like water. It just feels different and special, and you put it around your eyes and absorbs the water, because that's what the bags and puffiness is, water collecting under your eyes. Get rid of it. 800-543-9262. Call now, and you'll get a free extra 50% coupon on a lot of other products that Chamonix makes. Take care of your eyes. Take care of your looks. 800-543-9262. This is the greatest product because the results are just as they are advertised. A lot of people say use it a couple of times, and it's amazing how quickly you will sense that there are results here. That's why the product does so well, and they take very little of it back. 800-543-9262. Double your order. That's a limited time offer. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you for Genucel. Take care of the bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. Excellent product. 800-543-9262.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
It's 21 past the hour. You're listening to Stimulation, more stimulating talk radio on Good Day.
water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Concert is appropriate here, Richie, at 24 past the hour, because Prince says he's going to publish an unconventional memoir of his life.
Really?
Next year, yes.
What does that mean?
This might be, well, because he's a rather...
unconventional guy.
Exactly, right. As far as music is concerned, there are a lot of unconventional people, but he is as unconventional as they come. He's working on an autobiography that his publishers describe as an unconventional and poetic journey through his life. It'll find Prince writing in his own words about his own life with his family, the people, the places, the ideas that have fired his imagination, as well as the inspiration behind many of his classic songs. The memoir, not titled yet. Unclear what chapters of the mythology...
You know it's going to be called Purple Rain. I mean,
you think that would be the best title for him?
Yeah.
No?
Well, that's pretty much the story of his life.
I would call it intrigue if it were me. Because this thing is focusing on the intrigue from his rise in Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is where he came from. And that's part of, I think, what Purple Rain is about. Isn't it, Richie, when you get right down
about
to
his,
it?
His family and his rise to the
right. He came from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Right, yes, definitely.
Yep. His fallout with Warner Brothers, the artist formerly known as Prince. And that's why he did that, by the way. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Because they owned Prince.
Right.
So he had to change it. So that was where that came from.
Show the man.
Yeah, right, exactly. His memoir also talking about his collaboration with Eddie Murphy's brother. They played basketball with each other for some reason or other. And he told that story to Dave Chappelle, which will appear in here. A lot of people have been intrigued. Because Prince is just like a little guy. He's a little teeny guy.
Yeah, I walked by him in New York once. I mean, you can pick him up and throw him in the
little, little teeny guy. So let's see here. There were a series of piano and microphone performances. He's been doing a lot of intimate but very small venues and telling stories from his life. Why would people be interested? I don't even begin to care.
He's the one guy I haven't seen that's on my bucket list of concerts.
Really? But do you care about his life or do you care about his music?
I care about him. He's just such an interesting guy. He's old school funk.
Yep.
And he's one of the most amazing guitar players, and he's soulful, and he's rocking, mm-hmm. and it just, he's everything I like in music, he encapsulates.
Yeah.
And, he can do any genre. As a matter of fact, I think I sent this to you a while back, but if you haven't seen when George Harrison was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame mm-hmm. in 2004, mm-hmm. Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne and George Harrison's son and a bunch of other people, Steve Winwood, were all up on stage to do a version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And Prince played guitar, and he played the guitar lead on that song.
I didn't know that.
And it's the most amazing guitar work.
I have great regard for him. By the way,
the guy is 10 years.
One of the things that's supposed to be neat about this is a touching tribute he's writing to his one-time girlfriend and collaborator, a woman named Vanity.
Oh, yeah.
He's still apparently holds some kind of strong thought for her. So anyway, Prince publishing an unconventional memoir, a story about his music and that sort of thing. Story is in What's New at DougStephan.com if you want to get more details of this. A lot of other messages are there as well. Our poll for the day today asks you how often you text from somebody you don't know. Do you text back to people? Like, do you get a phone call from somebody you don't know who it is? Do you return it? Do you take it? 28 after on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price. Starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker. Starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFD for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options. Texas title registration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Spend time every day is with the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friends Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden. I thought that Roberto was going to be around this week. I don't know where I thought that.
She's in San Francisco.
Ah, so forget about hearing from her.
Able to track her.
So I don't want the situation in Belgium, for those of you who have been listening with some degree of relativity or activity or consistency, you know, there's a lot of conversation about the airport explosion at the American terminal and the Starbucks in Brussels. That hasn't changed. The reality is 13 people are dead. It's disrupted service there at the airport. It's closed down. The transit system in the city of Brussels closed down. A more devastating attack in the tube there, the subway. Another 15 or so people have died. Others are in jeopardy. That hasn't changed and won't change. But I don't want it to overcome our other conversation here because there are lots of other things going on in the world. Some might consider this to be a good counter. I saw this and I wanted it to be a part of our discussion, so we posted it at DougSteffen.com. The story of some strangers who over this past weekend paid a visit to a newborn after getting an accidental text. Brothers Derek and Dennis Williams got a group text saying that Lindsay and Mark Knox had given birth to a beautiful baby boy. Problem is that they had no idea who these people were. The text was sent by a grandmother named Teresa Lashley, who had meant to send the message to somebody else. The brothers wrote back to congratulate the couple, admitted that they didn't know who they were, didn't have any connection to them, and that the grandmother had messed up. And so she sent them, anyway, a picture of the newborn in the hospital. So the brothers wrote back asking what room they were in, and they went to visit him. And so what you see posted at DougStephan.com is a picture of these two dudes in the hospital.
That's funny.
I thought it was pretty funny. And that's the question that we have today about whether or not you always tweet. I said something about it a few minutes ago. If you tweet to people that you don't know, or do you respond if you get a Twitter? Now, in my business, I'm going to get Twitter input from all kinds of people that I don't know. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. We get a lot of stuff all the time. We're posting things, hopefully, that are interesting and compelling. And so when you follow these sorts of things, it makes you think about who you do respond to. We are now so open. We get so much stuff. Look at all of the tweets everywhere, posted newspapers, television shows. Everybody's using it. So do you respond? I don't take phone calls from people whose number I don't recognize, or if it says restricted, there's no identification, I don't take them.
Leave a message.
Leave a message. Maybe if I want to, I'll call you back.
If you're somebody I know, I'll call you back.
That's the very same rule that I use. But anyway, I thought this was kind of cool, so we posted it. It shows that there are a lot of people who are interesting and interested. And that's the good thing about all this social media, brings us closer together. All right, another story that's posted. Actually, maybe this comes from the quote of the day department, Richie. Serena Williams said, quote, "We shouldn't have to drop to our knees at any point." She was responding to what that idiot said from the California tennis tournament. He has resigned after saying, quote, "Female players are lucky that men make all the decisions in tennis." What a clown. This guy's Raymond Moore, 69 years old, resigned as tournament director after making these comments. He said women don't make any decisions in the World Tennis Association. He also said that Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal have carried tennis. He said female players were physically and competitively attractive. Serena Williams, Billie Jean King lining up to take a shot at this guy, which they certainly, he apologized and said that he made a mistake, and then he was told to resign, so he did.
Serena and Venus are a force in tennis.
Serena especially, man.
I don't know
one powerful chick.
Yeah, I don't know how he could even begin to say that. I mean, you know, Nadal and they're obviously powerhouses as well.
He's out of touch, Richie. He's out of touch.
In my next life, I want to come back as someone in the WTA, the Women's Tennis Association, because they rode on the coattails of the men.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. In what world do you think you're going to be able to keep your job after saying something like that publicly?
All right. Has anybody figured out this sad pawpaw thing? Yesterday, I heard, after I spent some time talking about it in the morning, I don't know, two or three times I made a quick reference to it. There's a big deal with this fellow. His name is Kenny Harmon, a retired iron worker. He invited his six grandchildren to come to dinner, and only one of them responded. And somehow that became this big flap on the Internet. And so what I heard yesterday on my way to the airport was, I was listening to the guy, the Uber guy, is listening to the radio, the story in the car as I'm driving to the airport, and focus was on whether this was a hoax, whether this was a put-up deal, whether it was a way for the daughter to make money because she has all these children and she can't afford them. So whether that's whether that's true or it isn't true, all six of the grandchildren now are coming to Sunday dinner. But you saw the pictures of this guy that were posted everywhere. We posted one of them yesterday. A very grim-faced picture. So then the granddaughter, whose name is Kelsey Harmon, said that they were going to go and visit him. They love him. And yada, yada, yada.
By the way, Kelsey Harmon is about 25 or 26.
Yeah.
Something like that. She now has 70,000 Twitter followers after this story.
So that's what I'm saying. Is this a big put on? Did they use, I mean, this goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago about the strangers who went into the hospital. Is this, I mean, you get all of this stuff, this notoriety. Look at how the GoFundMe pages work when people, most of the time people respond, because they know, but now, not always. There are things that happen. And this poor side, okay, do we need to help this guy out? And so, am I being too cynical about this?
Yeah, I want you to get some pictures of you smiling with Miles, your grandson.
Yep.
And we're going to start a Glad Paw Paw campaign.
Okay. All right. I mean, we had a bunch of them taken over the weekend. So I'll call Megan or I'll send her a note, say we want to start a. A smiling papa.
Ever send it to Ken and I, we'll start a glad pawpaw.
Okay, I'll do that.
Glad pawpaw.
Uh-huh.
You can be him.
Gossip department, Richie. Elon Musk, you know who he is?
Of course.
PayPal. The, what's the name, SpaceX. Owner of Tesla, the motor car company. His wife has filed to divorce him. So what do you think that's going to be worth? That's what everybody... Now, so is that the man's point of view? The woman's point of view on this would be, oh, my God, this guy's taking horrible advantage of her. He's cheating on her. He's got all this money. Doesn't pay any attention to her.
Right.
That's the...
There's two sides to every story.
And the men are going to think, wow, look at how much money this guy's got. What's she going to get out of it?
They each have a reason.
They're worth... Now, well, it depends on whether he's a resident of California or some 50-50 state. He's worth $10 billion. He and Donald Trump, $10 billion. So in a state like that, unless there's some really strange way of interpreting the law, she gets 50%. They were separated 15 months ago, and then the golden handcuffs came into play. You know what that theory is, right?
Yep.
Golden handcuffs. You can't leave me. It's too important. You lead your life the way you want. I'll do what I want. It's no problem.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Wonder Woman's golden handcuffs.
No, I'm talking about the golden handcuffs of being married to a man or a woman who's worth a lot of money, and they don't want to upset the apple cart, so they'll pay you. You can live as you want. Do what you want.
Shackle me up, baby.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
you want to be shackled up. Good for you.
Use me. Beat me, whip me, abuse me, do whatever you want.
Big Apple Week yesterday, they unwrapped some new toys. They had a date in court with the FBI today, but feds say, don't worry about it. We got it taken care of. No sweat. We don't need you, Apple. The story trending at DougStephan.com. FBI may be able to hack into the iPhone.
I think it's
from
a play.
San Bernardino. You think it's a play for
what? I think
what?
It's a play. I think the FBI is trying to... spook Apple a little bit by telling them we don't need you. We found a hack into your phone.
All right, so does this new iPhone fit back in your pocket? The one previous to this new one was too big, didn't fit into your pocket. Most everybody puts, you know, I get a lot of butt calls. You probably get a lot of butt calls. Cause people put
I just got one from my uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one yesterday from Meredith. You get them all the time.
My iPhone 6 Plus fits into my back pocket, but then again, I have a rather large rear end, so
there's
more real estate there.
Yeah, it's all right.
But the 6 and the 6 Plus, the 6 Plus is the larger one.
Yeah.
The 6 was slightly upgraded in size. Now they're going to make another one that goes back to the Apple 5, to the iPhone 5.
Yeah.
So they're going to have basically three sizes, maybe fourth.
Yeah. This sounds like a soap opera, doesn't it? The FBI and Apple, the days of our tech lives. Have we got some music?
How many iPhones do you think they've sold since the government has admitted that they cannot break into one?
Well, I think it's great for business.
Right. It's got to be the best advertising campaign ever, right?
Absolutely. But what about the days of our tech lives? Do you think I make a good announcer? The days
beautiful
of our tech lives.
I'm surprised you haven't gone in and laid down for an iPhone.
Nah, I'm using.
Mister, I want my privacy.
I don't think they mess much with it. I have a Samsung Galaxy, whatever.
But you don't use it. You use your flip phone all the time.
Last I used it,
my 11-year-old can hack that thing.
But there's nothing on it. There's no, all the stuff that I get is all on my own private sort of server here. I used the smartphone yesterday to get Uber.
Hillary Clinton.
Yep. Yeah. I don't have to worry about state. Nobody's giving me any state secrets. I used the Uber yesterday, the app for my smartphone, to get the Uber guy to come pick me up in 4 minutes.
Wow.
I picked up the phone right as soon as I got off the air with you at 5 o'clock. I went to the Uber, to the iPhone, found my Uber app. It comes up with your direct. I was going to use it to get a car out of the airport yesterday when I landed. So as soon as I landed, I got out the smartphone, and it knows where you are. It shows on the screen where you are.
Isn't that a miracle?
So
that's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, will you stop it?
LGPS, Global Positioning Service.
I think he's being disrespectful, media folks, don't you think?
Hey, they got this cool new thing now. Right. Drop bread into it that makes toast. Check it out.
Repeat after me. Richie is a meanie. Richie is a meanie. 45 past the hour on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic, I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. NASA in the news today.
Yeah, what are they up to?
They want to send your art and your poetry into outer space, Richie.
Well, cool.
If you're a creative person who wants your personal expressions of originality and imagination out of this world, NASA wants to help you achieve that lofty goal.
I got a picture of you sitting on a toilet. Maybe we should send that in.
Send that in. NASA's going to launch its OSIRIS X spacecraft. Remember we were talking to the guy who's going to be the pilot?
Is that an Irish missile?
No,
Osiris in the space.
It's going to send, they want to collect the samples of the asteroid, return it to Earth for study. The public's invited to submit artwork about what exploration means to them, which will be saved on a computer chip and stored on the spacecraft. So if you're interested in having your, whatever you've got, it's cool. So far, 442,000 names have been submitted to NASA with ideas of things to send into outer space on this trip. Yep. 51 after on Good Day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kirk, you're still alive, my old friend.
Still? Old friend? You've managed to kill just about everyone else, but my poor marksman, you keep missing the target.
Great movie. This was a great movie. Score from Star Trek. Young unknown James Horner was the composer and conductor. This was from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Message, Spock?
None that I'm conscious of. Except, of course, happy birthday. Surely the best of times.
William Shatner, 85 years old today.
Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most human.
Loved Leonard Nimoy. In real life, they were great friends. I remember when Leonard Nimoy died a couple of years ago, Richie, how on Facebook and Twitter erupted with criticism of Shatner because he couldn't go to Nimoy's service here in, I think it was in Boston. He had obliged himself to do something else and couldn't show up, but the two of them were great in the series. They had a lot of fun in real life. But can you imagine Shatner still going as strong? He doesn't look it. He doesn't sound it. I mean, he's a little heavy. He ought to lose a little weight.
But he's always kind of been...
Yeah.
I mean, even when he was in good shape,
He
was thick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So anyway, everybody think a good thought. and wish William Shatner a happy birthday if Jennifer was here, because she and her dad work with him a lot on projects in Los Angeles. I've only been around him a couple of times, had a couple of conversations with him. He and his wife are pretty quiet. They sit alone in the corner.
It's the way it always is with these people.
I think a lot of them, yeah.
You get them on stage and boom.
Yep. But he's a great performer, man, and people love to have him around because he's so much fun. All right, speaking of fun, the Batman versus Super. What does Trucker say? Batman versus
Superman.
Right. Anyway, this is a big movie opening up this Friday, trending almost everywhere online. A little down and dirty in the nitty gritty of it coming up here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so this movie, Batman versus Superman, out Friday, stars Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck. So the two of them got together with the director of the movie, Zack Snyder, and a couple of other members of the cast. They made a video explaining the premise of the movie, because yes, a lot of people are upset about these two superheroes fighting with each other.
Everyone has grown up having their heroes, and there aren't two who are better known than Superman and Batman. We need these kind of characters. They're the people who bring light, who get rid of the dark.
I was excited about fusing the Superman world with the world of Batman.
Superman has made the leap, and now he's out there for everyone to call judgment on.
He's starting to see that every action has a reaction. There's no such thing as just being good all the time.
He's still trying to do the right thing, and do the right thing by everyone, and ignore the slings and arrows.
The world has been so caught up with what Superman can do, no one has asked what he should do.
At the same time, try and get a closer connection to humanity.
I think that Clark experiences a little bit of the brokenheartedness of being a human being.
People hate what they don't understand.
When it comes to Batman, Superman doesn't agree with the way he carries out justice. His view is go about it in an ethical manner, where Batman is at any cost inflicts justice. And so that's essentially where they come to blows.
That's Henry Cavill, Ben Affleck.
All right.
All right, what?
You a Batman guy or a Superman guy? You're a Superman
guy. I'm a Superman guy because that's the era I grew up in.
Yeah.
Here's Dean Cain, who played Superman in the TV series Lois and Clark, with a bit of insight into who will win.
Batman versus Superman. Who will win? Are you seriously asking me that question? It's a no-brainer. Superman.
And because the two big stars, George Reeves and Christopher Reeve, who played Superman on TV and in the really first big movie installment, are both.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.